And that was sponsored by Honda. Shouldn't we be playing some of our Christmas music about now? We have some to play later, right?
It is an emergency that I hear some Jackson 5.
We have some other
Christmas
specialties
music
for you coming up.
No, that Jackson 5.
Oh, we can hear that too. Oh, you want to hear it now?
Thank you. Yes. Yeah. This is what I'm in the mood for.
People making lists, buying special.
Why don't you go over to the light?
Let's hear a little more of this, please. That's for you.
People
are kind to one another, Bob.
I am. Matter of fact,
to John Cass.
He just posted something else on his Facebook page.
What are you like? Are you stalking him?
People are sending me this. They're sending me alerts. Here's the latest.
Not.
Here's the latest from Cass. Hey, as to where the key dangling thing came from, I wrote that I'd seen it on TV. Bob Surratt is upset that I didn't credit him.
Where are you seeing this? I'm on his Facebook page right now. I don't see it.
He just posted it. I knew it would work. Lists, yes. Lots of lists this time of year. But one of the best lists is in Chicago's New City. You ever see that? Brian Hegelke is with us, and he is in charge of the publication, editor and publisher. And we're here to talk about New City's top five of everything 2013. Hey, Brian.
Hi, Brian.
Hey, Bob and Marianne. How are you?
Good.
We're good.
Love this list.
By the way, are you friends with John Cass?
I am not.
Okay.
Don't drag
then
him into
you can't,
this.
You can't help Bob then.
The categories in the New City year-end best of are remarkable. How do you come up with these?
Well, it's all credit goes to the writers who work for us. All I did is sort of created the idea originally, you know, some 20-something years ago. It was sort of meant to be both a way to do the five, you know, the top list that everyone likes to write and read at the end of the year, but also kind of make fun of them at the same time by doing some categories that were completely absurd.
Yeah, you do. Although there's some good information in here, and my favorite categories are the ones that really are so Chicago, like top five neighborhoods that should not be called Logan Square. And these are areas that sometimes are referred to incorrectly, right? Humboldt Park, Avondale, Bucktown, Hermosa, and Cragen. You have to really be a good Chicagoan to come up with material like that.
Yeah, well, you know, part of that, of course, is a little jab at our good friends, the real estate brokers, who, you know, when a neighborhood gets hot and trendy, kind of create a gigantic circle on the map of every neighborhood, even near it, that start calling it that. So.
Yeah.
What I love is the thing, speaking of taking jabs at, top five things you will not hear on WBEZ. And it's so funny because it's a complete phone interview without awkward silence or a lost connection. Emotion in Jerome McDonald's voice.
Nice.
Unforced laughter. Any music from Chicago-based jazz musicians. A black person without a criminal record or some type of dysfunction on This American Life. That's...
Yeah, that one's a bit of a doozy, huh?
Yeah, really. So how many people are coming up with this stuff?
You know, it varies from year to year, but usually it's a couple dozen. You know, it starts with our core, you know, critics and editors. You know, and they all write about, you know, art and film and, you know, the stuff that they've covered over the course of the year. But then we open it up to everybody, to sort of anyone who's on our writers list, and they just send things in, you know, and that's how it gets big and crazy.
Hey, do you think that we can come up with a category for next year? I think Bob has.
I'm sure he said.
I got a few in mind. Yeah. Some of these are actually pretty useful, though, really, like top five neighborhood movie theaters in 2013, Logan Theater in Logan Square, which we just went to recently, and I had no idea that they remodeled it, redesigned it, and it really is a terrific place to see films now. You also list the Davis in Lincoln Square, Showplace Icon in the South Loop, Movico, Rosemont, and the Music Box in Wrigleyville. So as you say, a lot of this is tongue-in-cheek, but there's some good Chicago information in here, isn't there?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And that's the benefit of having a lot of people contribute to it.
It's really the names of the categories just are hysterically funny in some cases, such as top five people Kanye West compared himself to aside from God.
Yeah.
Steve Jobs, Michael Jordan, Kate Moss, Picasso, and Michelangelo.
Yeah. And then you'd expect some restaurant material in here. But again, New City does it in a very creative kind of side door way. They have top five main meal salads. And these, some of these we've had good choices here. Garbage salad at Rosebud, kale and green papaya salad, Belly Q, Caesar salad with meatballs, tableside at David Burke's Prime House, the Cobb salad at Phil Stefani's 437 Rush, and crab stuffed avocado salad, Bevette's Bar. And that's legitimate stuff. Brian, what's the role these days of New City in this era of tablets and magazines struggling and the changes in various publications that kind of cover some similar ground to yours, like The Reader? Where does New City sit in all of this?
Well, you know, it's interesting. We're coming, you know, just putting an end to a really big growth year, all in print for us last year. I mean, our digital side was up too, but our print side grew at, you know, at pretty astronomical rates. And it was probably the best bottom line we've had since the 90s. So
what do you attribute that to? You know,
people are finally realizing they have a good thing on their hands.
That's right. It's true.
You know, I think part of it is that there has been such an upheaval over the last decade. And, you know, we had two print competitors go out of business this year with Time Out and The Onion at the end of the year. So I think, you know, I think there is some realization of that all print is not alike. And just, let, you know, and that just because some print struggling, not everybody is. And people still like to have something they can hold in their hands and read. As opposed to looking at a screen, which, you know, if you're like me, you do that all day, you know, 10, 12 hours a day for work, and not necessarily what you want to do when you're not being paid to do it, you know. So I think that's a big part of it. You know, in terms of the role we play, we like to think that we really, you know, dig very deeply into the cultural life of Chicago. And a publication like The Reader does some of that, but they're a little more political in their focus.
Here's why I like something in my hand, because I, especially in New City's Top 5 of Everything 2013 list, there will be a couple of things there that will remind me, I got to go check this out, and I'll rip that out and put it somewhere so I remember. And, you know, that's a little harder to do when you're just viewing something on tablet. But I guess I'm old school, huh?
Well, you know, that's, there's a lot of young folks, I think, who are sharing or having a new discovery of print. You know, what I think that the thing that's having the hardest time, I think, is the daily newspaper. That's the type of publication that's having the hardest time finding its place with younger audiences. But magazines like ours, you know, it's a real wide range of people that read us.
Well, part of it is because a lot of it is just entertainment, but then it's also information on entertainment. And you always want to have a New City handy because you want to know what's going on, you know, in terms of like your social life, right?
How often do you print, Brian?
Every 2 weeks.
And where can folks...
Sometimes every week.
Where can folks get the New City Top 5 of Everything issue?
It's being distributed as we are speaking. It's coming out today, you know, today and tomorrow. And it's you know, everywhere from Woodlawn on the south side to Evanston, and then, you know, all the way out to Logan Square, of course, and a bunch of neighborhoods on the west side. There's about 1,000 places that carry us. You know, they range from Whole Foods grocery stores to neighborhood bookstores to restaurants and bars. We should be pretty easy to find. And we have a website that has a map on it if you can't find it.
And the website is?
NewCityNetwork.com.
And we should say,
the map resides.
For people who don't know, it's free.
It is free.
And you can get, did you say you can get an app on your phone?
No, we don't have an app, but we do have websites, and they're all mobile optimized. So you don't actually need an app. All you do is you go to the URL, and it loads a mobile version for you.
Oh, that's awesome.
Well, it's a fun read every year at this time. New City's Top 5 of Everything. and the 2013 issue being delivered as we speak. Editor and publisher Brian Hegelke, have a great holiday season, Brian. Good to catch up with you. Hope to see you down the road.
Thanks, Brian.
Absolutely. You too. Have a spectacular holiday, and also to your listeners.